inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Late summer alder maintenance is the subject for this week's edition of Garden Talk. And as usual, Master Gardener Ed Byarski joins us for this week's edition. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
There's two types of alders that grow in Alaska, right?
Well, I don't know about the rest of Alaska. At least in the southeast, yes. We have the Sitka alder, which tends to be the higher elevation variety that is very difficult. If you're mountain climbing and the upper ones you go through that are all bent over by the snow are usually the Sitka alders. And even the porcupines will eat those. They don't grow as big. We're down here at lower elevations. The red alder are the big ones. And, I mean, I'm looking out at mine that are a foot to 18 inch in diameter, and they're 40 to 50 feet tall. And some of them need removal for keeping my view open, since they've grown up over the past 20 years to from little twigs, essentially.
And these guys, they don't turn nice and bright fall colors like other deciduous trees, right?
Unfortunately not. They do just pretty much turn brown, and then leaves fall off. And I use the leaves, rake up the leaves, use those for composting and such here, or for mulch around the garden. The branches, you know, we've talked earlier about when we're pruning, I use a lot of the branches for trellising, sticking them in the ground to let the peas grow on, or other, at least temporary trellises, and then that goes on to the burn pile later in the fall. The chips, when if folks are fortunate enough to catch up with the guys doing tree pruning along the highways and underneath the power lines, the chips make great mulch around your own trees and shrubs, or I use them for on my paths, too.
Oh, okay. You can also use the chips for, like, in your smoker, right?
We do, sure. Well, chips and chunks and pieces for smoking salmon. This is the time of year for that. Of course, there's lots. It's a great wood for carving. I'm sure you've seen some of the beautiful masks and bowls and other stuff that can be used for carving. Can be used for furniture, though it is a relatively soft hardwood. But still, I've seen tables and chairs made with it, among other things, too. So it's a great wood, and because it's a pioneering species, it can fix its own nitrogen because it has bacteria on the roots. And if you happen to dig up or pull up an alder tree, you'll see these funny little clumps of nodules that have this bacteria in them. So they pull the nitrogen out of the air. They basically feed themselves, so they can grow in sand or gravel or, you know, really poor soil, you know, a bit not too far out from the front of the glacier. They'll be one of the first trees to come in.
Do they actually help the soil in the process?
Oh, they do, very much so. So that you'll often see they're the first tree to come in, and usually the spruces will follow them and start growing underneath the alders and benefit by that nitrogen fixing. And gradually, as the spruces grow up, eventually they shade out the alders. The alders die and return that, the nutrients back to the soil.
Well, is there a right way and a wrong way to trim alders?
Oh, yeah. Pruning of alders, and again, they are a fast-growing tree. So if they're shading your yard, you can certainly prune up the lower branches. That tends to be preferable to let more light in. And you could grow bulbs and such, spring bulbs underneath them, but not a lot of other stuff. But topping trees for, like, to preserve a view is not a great idea, or, again, underneath the power lines, because it makes stimulates very weak growth. Truly, you're better off cutting the alder trees down. I mean, if you like alders particularly, they're easy enough to transplant new ones in. Please call me if you want alders. I've got access to lots that we need to remove. But remove them at the base, and then you can use them for all this other stuff. But, yeah, topping is just not a good idea.
Why?
And that really applies to most other trees, too, whether it be willows, maples, cottonwoods. Again, you get this big clump of growth will come up. Where you had one big stem and a couple of branches, you'll get 10 stems or 20 stems coming straight up. And then those are very weak. And if you get snow on top of them, they will break off. And, of course, they'll break off. And they, again, underneath the power line, that means you have to prune them again 2 or 3 years later. And if you top them again 2 or 3 years later after that, which is good for employment of tree-topping people, but not good for power line maintenance or, again, improving your own view. You know, remove them and, wow, look, I can see the water again or some other nice view. So, and this applies, hemlocks topping a tree will usually kill it. Willows, again, is very weak growth, as well as cottonwoods, too. So just remove the trees altogether, start fresh with a new one, and again, if you want a nice tree there, plant something that isn't going to grow so large, just like we've talked about before. Plant the right tree for the right place that will fit in the landscape 5, 10, 15 years from now.
Okay, last question real quickly here. Is there a good time to do this?
Alders, if you're removing the alders, any time. And make sure you dry them out for firewood and go catch some salmon and smoke some salmon.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on Morning Edition every spring, summer, and early fall.